Okay, let's get into today's Perek, Perek Pei Dalet, 84 here in Tehillim. And we have finished, we have, at least for now, the Asaf Prakim, B'nei Asaf, Mizmar La'Asaf, and now we get into a few of Korach and B'nei Korach. We start off, Lamnatzeach, La'Aval Gidus, Livnei Korach Mizmar. There is a major machlokas for Shonim. What exactly is this Perek referring to? It is a Perek that talks about this, the pining and the dreaming of being close to Hashem, of being in the Beis Hamikdash, of being in his abode. We have the pasuk in this parak, Ashrei Yoshev Eisecha, right? Praise of those that sit in your house. And it talks about those who travel and they go mechayel ochayel. Hashem, please listen to us. Show us Mashiach. I love being with you. So when is that talking about? So the Radak says it's talking about when David HaMelech had to run away. And he was in exile, and the Eretz Plishtim, and he dreamed of coming back to the Makam Arum and the Mizbeach. There was no Beis HaMikdash in that place, but he dreamed of being close to Hashem. Or the Radak says, maybe it's just generally about Jews and Galus for Hu Anachon, and he thinks that is correct as well. If you look in the Eben Ezra, and the Das Mikra also says this, maybe this is the Shira that they used to sing when they were Ola Regel. Right, it's a reflection of Simcha, it's a reflection of a Jew coming home, it's a reflection of a Jew yearning to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? That's all also reflected. You read the Mizmar with both of those in mind, both of those make a lot of sense, and both of those fit into the words of the Perek as we read it, then try to imagine when it is said. We talk about the mushal of a bird always coming home, but this could be really about the it's a psicha, as they got close to the Beis HaMikdash, the yearning and the describing, you know, what exactly they were interested in. It could also be, the Das Maker also reflects, it could just be a general, not specifically about Galus, not specifically about Ole Regel, but about a Jew who wants to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'bakashas kirvas Elokim v'chayi kedusha v'emuna v'bitachon. In general, and it's not about the Ole Regal and Mamish. It's not about somebody who's actually lost, but somebody who just wants to be close to Hashem. But it definitely sounds like it's describing somebody who wants to be physically in a different place. So Lamnaseach Alakidus Levnei Korach. So Levnei Korach Mizmar. Ma Yedidus Mishkano Secha. How beloved is your Mishkan? Are your places of abode? I wish I could be there. Hashem Tzvakos. How wonderful they are. Nichsefa v'gam kol sanafshi. I have a pining. I have a yearning. My soul, l'chatzos Hashem, to be close in your courtyards. Libi uvisari. We know this is a pizmon on Shabbos. Libi uvisari, you're on a new El Kelchai. My heart and my flesh want to sing to Hashem. Meaning my heart and my flesh, it could be my neshama and my guf together. Want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Libi uvisari, you're on a new El Kelchai. We have this yearning. A Jew inside has a deep pining to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One always, though, as we have mentioned, one always has to make sure that it is challenged properly. We have this deep desire, but we have to make sure that it comes out in proper ways. The Netziv in Parsha Shmini, when he discusses the sin of the Bnei Aaron, and he says, Zeh HaDavar, on the Pasuk, Zeh HaDavar, Shertziv Hashem Ta'asu. Moshe says, this is what Hashem told you to do, Vayera Lechem Kvod Hashem, says the Netziv. V'ha Inyan. The kfar hayu bi me Moshe kitos bi Yisrael shahayu lahutim acharavas Hashem. They were already groups in the days of Moshe that they were lahut. Lahut means they had a yearning, they had a party, they were on fire for avas Hashem. Avaloa yidei gvulos shehigbi l'Torah. They didn't want to be limited to the borders and boundaries that the Torah set. V'kasher yivur ba'orach parshas Korach. Like I explained in Korach, shezeh haya ikar achet shal reishin on Hashem. That was the real chet of the 250 men. Shahayu tzadikim gemurim. V'chatu b'nafshosam, and they sinned, and they were killed, al yidei tshuka kedusha zu, through this holy desire, lahasig avas Hashem aydei ktores, to get to avas Hashem through the ktores, afagav shalo yil aratzon, kifi derech hatorah, rach sharak aronu banav yaktiru. It was only them, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu saw that kitos ke'elin misnotes itzos, ela shalo higi adayin ashar les parets. They didn't openly do their service yet, but he saw it was here. But Moshe said, I have to try to put out the fire before it starts burning. Haven Moshe to Mikol Makom Yish Belev Kama Anashim Al Mashi Yigi HaInyan Adi Prati Ofanim Shit Mashi Iyav Shalagi Elav Elevation and Stavu Alzeh v'chulu, and that's why Moshe says zeh hadavar oso yetzahara ha'aviru milibchem shegam zu atshuka. This desire, afagavshu hi lahasik avat Hashem b'kedusha, even though it's to bring to avat Hashem mikamakam and he lo b'derech she'al ratzoni yisbarach, if it's not how Hashem told you to do it, so then it's not happening. I don't know if he has in the back of his mind certain other sects of Jews that were alive in the times of the Netziv, following from his forebearers of Chaim Yevalazhin and Vechulu. But either way, this is the Netziv who tells us that about this pasuk, we have to have a kisuf and a yearning and a pining to be b'chatzos Hashem, but only in the proper way. Interesting, the Kesef Mishnah, in the Hagdama of his Sefer, Kesef Mishnah, he talks about why did he name the Sefer Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam. So nothing to do with money, Kesef Mishnah. But it is, he has kisuf, he has a desire to understand the Mishnah Torah. That's nichsefa, the same shorish, to understand it. Gam tzipar matzah bayis, we continue. A bird always finds its home, udror, a free bird, kainla, always comes back to its nest. Asher shasa efrochecha, where it deposited and placed its young, es misbechosecha Hashem tzvakos. Refer says, it's a parallel. So too, I have a natural yearning to always come home to your Mizbeach, Malki Velokai, my king and my God. I always have, so again, the Pashup Shop might be that it's a mushal. It's a mushal. The Radak quotes, maybe it's literal, that the author yearns to bring Karbanos. Karbanos maybe on a Bama, that's why it could even be Ofos, but then he says it's a mushal, Al Knesset Yisrael. A mushal that they come to be chogeg, shalosh regalim. It's like the bird coming back to the nest. It's like the Jew coming home. That's the mushal of the bird. And then we have the pasuk, ashrei yoshvei veisecha, od yehalelucha selah. Right, we have this pasuk. The Gemara, a lot to say about this pasuk. The Gemara in Brachis talks about the chasidim harishonim. Chasidim harishonim on daf lamed beis, used to prepare, hours before and hours after Tana Rabbanan. Right, the Gemara says, Chasidim harishonim hayishom sha'achas umispalin sha'achas v'chosun v'shoen sha'achas. Right, an hour before, an hour, during and after. Minan Emili, how do you know they were shua sha'achas before? Amar b'shua ben Levi, Amar kra, ashrei yoshvei v'secha. Right, that's the pasuk that's quoted here, that this is where they were in the shul. Right, so in context, it sounds like v'secha here means the Beis HaMikdash. Sounds like the Beis HaMikdash. But the Chazal understand that to spread out. Praised are the ones that sit in Shul Beis Echa, the Rambam, based on Chazal, but the Rambam in Hilchas Tfila says that just being in Shul is a mitzvah. Says the Rambam, Misha Tzorach Likarnas LeBeis HaKnesses, Likros, Tinok, O Chaveiro, if you have to go into Shul to call your friend, Yikarnis V'Yikramat, right, you shouldn't go into Shul and run out, you should always say a Pasuk, O Yomar Shmua, V'Yacharkach Yikra Chaveiro, always first say a Torah, Kedeshlo Yikarnis B'Shul Chefso Bovad, it shouldn't be just for your own Chefetz, V'Meine Yodea Yomar Lecha Ben Atinokos, if a person has not learned it at all, ask one of the kids who are sitting there, Karali Pasuk Shatakarebo, teach me a Pasuk, O Yishhem Ma'at LeBeis HaKnesses, and even if not, just stay there. Be masheh. Stay in shul for a minute. V'yachar kach yetzei. Why? The Rambam. Shahayeshiva sham me'iske mitzvahi. Just sitting there is an asek mitzvah. Shene'amar ashrei yoshvei v'secha. Praise to the ones that sit in your home. So a mashal that they quote the Berachayim in one of the footnotes in the back of the Tehillim, he quotes a mashal. It says somebody is sitting in terrible traffic and he's not moving. And he gets out. Somebody gets out of the car and he's like, looking, what's going on? And he's just standing next to his car and it's boiling hot outside. And somebody, one of the other drivers said, what are you doing? You're not going to go any faster if you're standing. He's like, yeah, but I want to figure out what's going on here. So he says, the other person says, but at least in the car you have mazgan. At least in the car you have air conditioning. Hayoshi besochi beis hamedrash, af im niralo kilo yoel ma'umav, yiskadim kedarko. Even if you think you're not moving. You're not moving. At least you're in the air conditioning. At least if something is going on. Right, you'll be safe from what's outside. That's why also some of Farshim say this is a remez, that it's safer spiritually often when we're in our own home than when we're on the road. Ashrei yoshev esecha. So that ends off. So in the Kamoti Shalarov, they quote, Ashrei yoshev esecha. That parak ends off with Tehillas Hashem Yidaber Pi. Right, but the parak of Ashrei Tvimei Derech, right? The one that that's Kuf Yutes starts off that ends off Ta'isi Kise Oved. When we're on the Derech, sometimes it doesn't end up as great, but this is Ashrei, right? Rabbi Pliskin also discusses we have to look every time we come to shul. We could try to imagine that it's the first time right after Shlomo HaMelech built a Beis HaMikdash. He writes, "When I heard about appreciating each time we pray in a synagogue, I felt a bit guilty. At times, I consider this a burden and not a privilege. Even when I'm more positive about praying, I take entering into a shul for granted. I decided I needed to build up my appreciation for what I was doing each day. One morning, I woke up 20 minutes earlier than usual to reflect on the immense spiritual possibilities that are available during prayer and shul. I visualized what it would have been like to be among the first people who prayed in the first Beis HaMikdash after Shlomo HaMelech built it. Then I visualized what it would be like to be among the first people to enter the third Beis HaMikdash when it will be rebuilt. This visualization became very real to me and it felt very special. Right after this, when I entered the shul where I pray, I felt a sense of specialness that I had not felt before. Even though I know I probably would not be able to have these feelings each time, this experience still gave me a more elevated feeling for quite some time. I'm committed to repeating this visualization from time to time to renew these feelings." That's Ashrei Yoshvei Veisecha. Actually, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin of Sadi Aleph that Ashrei Yoshvei Veisecha, those who sit in Hashem's house now, Od Yehalalucha Sela, they will also in the future be able to praise Hashem in Olam Haba. Od Yehalalucha Sela. So maybe that's why we connect this pasuk to the what we call Ashrei, right? Tehillah LaDavid, which is a parak all the way at the end of Tehillim, right? We say, the Gemara says in Brachas, Dav Dalet, if somebody says Tehillah LaDavid B'chol Yom three times, he's a Ben Olam Haba. So maybe we connect Ashrei Yoshev Eisecha, which talks also all about, in Remez, Olam Haba, Od Yalucha Sela. So maybe that's why we connected to the beginning of Tehillah LaDavid. Ashrei Adam, another Ashrei, Oz Lobach. Praised is the person whose Oz is in you, who their strength, you are their anchor. Mesilos bilvavam, right? The paths in their heart. So this is why the Ebenezer says the paths that people take paths to get to Yerushalayim in the Ola Ragel. But some of the Mefarshim, the Revolbi, and some of the Midrashim say this, maybe this song about Mesilos, the ups and the downs are in the hearts, but as long as we have Oz Lobach, our connection, and our anchor is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we get through it. Ovrei be'emek habacha, even when we go through the depths of the valley, ma'ayan yeshisuhu, you give a ma'ayan. Gam brachos yatemore. Also, brachos of the rain will cover him. Rashi here quotes the Gemara in Erevin Daf Yotes that darshins this pasuk about the Rishayim. Ovrei be'emek habacha, osim ha'ovrim al datecha. Those who are over, that violates, they will be in the bacha, what they will be bechi, they will be crying. Ma'ayan yishisuhu. Ma'ayan here doesn't mean just good water, but it means in their tears. Av brachos yatemore. What does that mean? At the end, they will recognize you. Rashi, mevarchim, umodim lishmo viomrim, yafedanotanu. The emes dino. They will be matstik the din. Matstik the din. That's all based on Erevin, on daf yud tesam and aleph. That's where the Gemara asks, really? Based on this pasuk, they're going to be matstik the din? But Aini doesn't Reish Lakish say Rishayim Afilo Apisko Shel Gehenim Einam Chozrim B'Tshuva. They'll never be Chozrim B'Tshuva, which Rav Dessler wonders about. It's the Olam Emes. How could they be not Chozrim B'Tshuva? So Rav Dessler says because maybe that's the Hisraglus. If you have habit, even if you know something in your head, it's hard to break. It's hard to break. But either way, that's what the question of Gemara is. Lokasha. The Gemara says Kampo Poshi Yisrael Kampo Poshi Ovdikachavim. But this is the Medrash that Rashi picks up here. Next pasuk, also Darshan, the last daf in Brachas, Yelchu Michael El Chayo. We go from strength to strength, Yera'eh Elohim B'Tzion, Hashem will be seen by Hashem in Tzion. Right, again, that's the Gemara. All the way at the end of Maseches Brachas, of going Michael El Chayo, Pasuk said, the Gemara says, Rabbi Levi Bar Chiya, Hayozim Vesakneses, Lonechas the Besa Medrash, Vosik Batora, Zochu Makal Pneashchina, Shneamar Yelchu Michael Achayel, Yerea Elokim Betzion, you're going from one holy place to another holy place. And then Rav Chiya Barav says, Rav Chiya Barashi says in the name of Rav, Tamide Chachamim, Ein Lohem Menucha, Loba Olam Azeva Olam Haba. Tamide Chachamim have no Menucha, in Olam Azeva or in Olam Haba. And they choose this. In Olam Azeva, they choose it. In Olam Haba, they get it. Rashi quotes, "Ein la menucha mi yeshiva li yeshiva umi medrash la medrash." They're running from Torah to Torah here, and they run from Torah to Torah there. And let's learn that from, again, Yelchu Michael Ochayel V'chulu. Look in the Marsha here about why won't that be called Menucha. The Bali Musar also say that Michael Ochayel, that means there's constant striving, right? There's never a time that we say, okay, we've made it, we've done it, there's nothing left to do. The Mefarshim say, going Michael Ochayel, we continue. Look in the Imre Baruch on Bamidbar. So he talks about this, that man is called a holech, right? We're called a holech. Malachim are called omdim. We're called a holech. Ki b'chol meshach yimechayav, kayemes v'efsharis biyado lehiskadem v'lelech mechayel lechayel. Right, and that's what the Gemara Brachas mentions. Shebetchilas chaya adam, ikra vodaso, you know, there's different stages of our life, he discusses on page Kufmem Tes. Different stages. Sometimes we're mashpiyim, sometimes we're makablim. First half of our life, we're more makablim. Second half of our life, we're more mashpiyim. But it is constant. It's constant. Hashem Elokim tzvakos shima tfilasi. Listen to my tfila. Again, according to the Radak, maybe it's David HaMelech. Please bring me home. Or it's those that are on their way to be Ola Regal. Please listen to our tfila hazina Elokei Yaakov Sela. Listen. Magineinu, you are our protection. Re'ei Elokim, v'habei p'nei Mashiachecha. Show us Mashiach. Show us Mashiach. Maybe we want to see the King. Habei p'nei Mashiachecha. Ki tov yom b'chatzirecha me'aleph. Better is one day in your chatzer than 1,000. B'charti istofef b'beis Elokei. I chose to be within the Beis Hashem, midur ba'alei resha, rather than living amongst the tents of the wicked. So in context, the positive shot is that we are talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Better is one day in your chatzer than 1,000 days elsewhere. Right? Tov yom b'chatzirecha me'elef. Chazal darshan this in the flipped. Chazal darshan in the flip, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to David HaMelech. Tov yom b'chatzirecha, that's the Gemara in Shabbos, and elsewhere, that David HaMelech asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please tell me when I'm gonna die. And Hashem says, I can't tell you. And he finally says, okay, on a Shabbos. But he says, why not? Why a Shabbos? Take me a day later. Take me a day earlier. So Hashem says, I can't take you a day later because it's already time for Shlomo to rule. How about taking me on Erev Shabbos? Take me a day earlier. Amar lo. So Hashem quotes him this pasuk. Ki tov yom b'chatzirecha me'elef. And what do we darshan? Tov li yom echad. Shata yoshev osik b'torah. David, I'm not taking you a day early because I get such nachas, and better for me is one day that you sit or nosik b'Torah me'elef olos from 1,000 karbanos she'asit Shlomo bincha la'kriv l'fari agabai mizbeach, that he's going to give on the mizbeach. So that's the pasuk of tov yom, one day is better that you, David, are in my chatzer than 1,000 karbanos of Shlomo. So again, it's flipped from the pashup shot of the pasuk. We continue. Ki shemesh umagein Hashem Elokim. Hashem is our sun and our shield. Right? You might say there's two opposites. You get shielded from the sun. So he's our offense and he's our defense. Shemesh umagein. They're both. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does both for us. The Rabbeinu Bachai quotes this pasuk at the end of the Torah, where Rabbeinu Bachai discusses on the pasuk, all the way, right, Ashrecha Yisrael Michamocha. On that pasuk at the end of the Perek Lama Gimel, he says, this pasuk is referring to Olam Haba, that Klal Yisrael are not only in Olam Hazeh, pasuk Zeh Haftacha, Bifureshes, Li Yisrael, Binyan Olam Haba. Ki Bibnei, because there are so many Yehudei Haguf, we also have to, which is the Berachas Haaretz and Shefa and Shalva, we also have to be promised the Yehudei Hanefesh. And that's what's mentioned here. And then he says, Shemesh Umagen. He quotes our pasuk. Hashem is called Shemesh. Hashem is called Magen, because he will be with us forever, even in the future, bringing us to Olam Haba. V'zechal gadol l'chol ha'yudim shebatorah. Rabbeinu Bachai sees in this pasuk part of that protection that Hashem gives us to make it to the next world. Again, Shemesh Magen Hashem Elokim. Chein v'kavod yitein Hashem. Lo yimna tov. Hashem will not hold back good in the long run from those who are holich b'tamim. The question of Moshe Rabbeinu, tzadik v'ra lo rasha v'tovlo, David HaMelech says here, there won't be any tov that's withheld. It doesn't look that way always. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't fully understand it, but there will be a tov. There will be ultimate tov, lo yimna tov, laholchim b'tamim. Hashem tzavakos, ashrei adam boteach bach. What is that pasuk? So the Alshach says, Hashem Tzvakos, Hashem is so up in Shemayim with all of his legions, but at the same time, Ashrei Adam Boteach Bach. If a person has both bitachon in him, Hashem has that personal connection. He's not just up in the universes, but he's down here. Like we say in Asher Yatzar, the Mefarshim point out. Asher Yatzar Asakam B'chachma, the great Hashem, Goli V'yadul of Nekisei Chavodecha, the Kisei HaKavod, Hashem realizes all the way up there that if my plumbing isn't working well, that's a problem. So he mentioned Kisei HaKavod, even regarding the most animalistic part of our lives, because we recognize that is what it is about. We have Bitachon. We know, according to David, whether he's running away or the Oli Regal, we know we're going to get there. We know the Geula is going to happen. The Radak says his last pasuk is Atzipisa LiYeshua. Praise is the one that has bitachon in you and doesn't give up throughout the long galus. The place that we yearn for so badly. Okay, we will stop here.